promised by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, His flesh. The veil was rent when Christ yielded up the ghost. I feel I must constrain myself here, because in the study of this there is so much more. The thickness of the veil and the miraculous nature of its rending and the way opening up and all the rest of it. I just must curtail myself. But the way has been opened up, a new and living way. For an exposition on that verse, again, I refer you to the Reverend Greer's Bible study a few weeks ago. I mentioned one point that really stood out in my mind from that study. It was concerning the word new. A new and living way. That word new speaks of freshness and potency. The blood of Christ still cleanseth us from sin. And it keeps on cleansing us from sin. Therefore, we can draw near to God in a few moments in prayer. And we can do so with a true heart and in full assurance of faith in the promise that He will meet with us. He's going to meet with us now. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Brethren that lead off in prayer, you're going to commune with God. And we all can enter into that. And we can do this because the blood of Christ, it's still fresh, it's still potent, still cleansing us. And praise God, it'll keep on cleansing. That will conclude our study on the mercy seat. Next time we'll come and look at another item of furniture. And I trust this study has been a blessing to your heart. Let's bow in prayer before I just hand over to Reverend Greer as he makes some announcements. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, oh, we do come to Thee through our blessed Savior, not only through the only mediator, but upon that work, that one once and for all finished work. And we thank Thee, Father, that we come to Thee. Lord, accept it. We thank Thee that Christ entered in with His own blood, blood that was shed for us sinners. And we come to Thee, Father, tonight, and we thank Thee for Your promise that You're going to meet with us. You're going to commune with us. And Lord, we bless Thee for this. We're unworthy of this. But by faith, Lord, we press in. Bless, O God, the brethren, as they will come shortly to pray. And Lord, we pray that we would all engage in prayer. And Lord, that You would shut out every distraction, solemnize our hearts. We pray with thanksgiving from the instruction from Your Word. And we pray this all in Jesus' name and for His sake and glory. Amen.